Not every Republican supported the measure. One of those who held out against the compromise joins us now. He's John Hostetler, freshman Republican member of Congress from Bloomington, Indiana. Thanks very much for being with us, Mr. Hostetler.
Good afternoon, Linda.
I wanted to ask you, you voted against the legislation, which will put the government back to work. What's your view of what happened here?
Well, this was an attempt to, as the measure said, to target particular appropriations. I did not think that that was the proper way to go at this point, but soon on the floor we will be taking up a conditional continuing resolution that I think is very important, and that says exactly what we said earlier on in 1995, and that is we will open up the entire federal government just as soon as the president puts a balanced budget on the table. And that's what I've said from the very outset, and I feel that that is the principle on which I need to vote.
The polls obviously were showing that the American people, while they blamed everyone in Washington, they blamed the Congress considerably more than they blamed the president for this impasse. And apparently your leadership has just made a decision to fix it. Brian Naylor, in our piece on the earlier in the program, called it a public relations debacle. What do you think?
Well, I think the fix needs to take place with the budget of the United States of America, and that is what my vision is on. And whenever that fix takes place, then I will be glad to vote for a continuing resolution to open up the rest of the government. I think the term blame is in many cases a semantical issue, because there's a lot of people in my district that think that I have a lot to do with getting this government's fiscal house in order, and they appreciate it, and they say keep it up, hold fast and hold strong, and that's what I did today with my vote, and I will continue to do that.
But when you stand fast for things that that the majority of the American people do not admire, which appears to be the case here, and your leaders decide to march right straight back down the road, they just march going the other way. I mean, where does that leave you with your leadership?
Well, the people that I answer to are the people in southwestern Indiana, and that is definitely not a majority of Americans, but my commitment to them was to balance the budget. And what we have in the White House at this time is a president that is reluctant not only to keep his word, but to balance the budget. So it was incumbent upon me to vote the way I felt necessary to get that balanced budget. And at this particular, in this particular instance, it did not happen to be with the leadership. But as I said earlier, we're going to pass a conditional continuing resolution that once again brings the focus on the budget, meaning we will open up the rest of the government whenever the president puts a balanced budget scored by CBO on the table. Now, that's not an agreement. That is simply beginning real negotiations, and that's what we're looking for, is a beginning to substantive negotiations. He's had four chances earlier. He has failed. The last budget that he sent did not receive a single vote in Congress. Not a single Democrat, not a single Republican voted for his last budget attempt. We think that he needs to get serious about a balanced budget. I think he needs to get serious, and that's why I'm going to vote for the conditional continuing resolution.
Thanks very much, Mr. Hostetler.
You're welcome.
John Hostetler is a Republican congressman from Bloomington, Indiana.